Good morning. Happy 2014. I'm so excited to be here with you. This is Becky Spieth, Direct Sales Specialist and the Christian Direct Seller. And I am just so excited. We've had so many shares before we started the recording this morning. And I just want to give God the glory for an incredible year. I know that He has an amazing year planned for all of us. And as I was studying the scriptural meaning and God's meaning behind the number 14, I discovered that, and I listened to a lot of prophetic words and things like that, so I would have something to share with you this morning around that. And the Lord shared with me that in 2014, this is the year of spiritual positioning. I know last year many of us were positioned, and there was just amazing transformation taking place in our personal lives, our spiritual walks with Him, and He was positioning us kind of in our jobs and in our businesses. And I really believe that this year He's going to continue that positioning, but it's going to not just be spiritual positioning, but He's combining the two, because He's always builds precept upon precept. So I believe, just from what I've seen from those that I'm working with and those around me, that He's been positioning us, getting us in a place with our families in order the year before, this year, this last year, 2013, with our jobs and our careers, and then He's working now for spiritual positioning to get us all completely united and aligned for Him. And that the word, or the number 14 actually stands for righteousness. And I was so excited to learn, and I didn't even think about it this way, but 14 is actually what? It's two sevens, and we know that seven is the number of God's perfection, you know, and He does everything in order. And so I believe that this will be a year of double perfection, that He's going to perfect with the work that He's done inside of you with your career, and now He's going to be perfecting that spiritual positioning. And one of the things that kept going through my mind is I prayed and prayed. I went to bed last night. Usually I've got the message already lined up and everything before I go to bed at night, and He's given me great peace. Sometimes I even have it early in the week, and I just thought, oh, this is so great. However, this last night I was struggling all night long, and I just kept praying and pouring out to Him and pressing into Him. And one of the things that He laid on my heart was that He's not going to always give us the entire picture all at one time, because He loves spending time with us, and He loves it when we press into Him. And I thought, you know, Lord, I love You, and I want to spend time with You, but I really would love to have the understanding about what You want me to share, because I like to be prepared and give my best. And He just, you know, wrapped His arms around me and said, you know, that's what I love about You, but just rest well and rest in Me, and I'll be there in the morning. And so I got up really early this morning and pressed in again, and I kept hearing all night as I was falling asleep, and then this morning I heard almost as if it were a southern lady's voice saying, well, I declare. Well, I declare. And I thought, well, that is so bizarre. Why am I thinking about that? And I didn't realize it was the Lord speaking to me, and that was part of what He wanted us to talk about today and this morning, is about what do we declare. As I thought back about the week, this last week, I want you to also think about that as well. You know, I declare. Well, I declare. What do you want to declare for the Lord? Because last week I started working with an amazing group of direct selling professionals on vision casting and success mapping. And the Lord just said, told me that it's really important that we get a plan in place so that we can be positioned for His glory and His greatness, and He can do really audacious, amazing, incredible things with us and through us this year. But He wants us to be prepared, and He wants us to have a plan. So I really spent a lot of time working on that program, and I'm putting together an intensive program, diving deep, starting this Thursday on those plans and that kind of thing, because I know how important that is with God's plan for each one of our lives. And one of the things that kept jumping into my heart and my mind as I was preparing that and preparing the lesson this morning is how many times we say the things that we don't want. When I ask people, and this is true of myself, so I'm just going to share my heart with you as well, it's so much easier for me when somebody says, what do you want, for me to say all the things I don't want. Well, I don't want to be overweight, and I don't want to be out of shape, and I don't want to be wondering where the next, you know, client's coming from or the next money's coming in, and I don't want to be uncertain. And I think in that frame of mind. And what that does is it declares over my life, because it creates what I declare. My life creates that. It declares over my life the things I don't want. And then I start, and I'm wondering, why am I, you know, having all this stuff show up that I don't want? We know that Proverbs 18:21 tells us that life and death are in the tongue. So I'm going to encourage you today to really choose life. And think about the fruit of our mouth. Are what we saying, are, you know, and the words that we're saying, are we using that to create what we want, or are we using that for things that we fear or that we don't want? I've had a lot of prayer requests come into my inbox and in through the Facebook page, which is The Christian Direct Seller, this last week about fear and a lot about uncertainty, about I'm not sure if this is the company for me. I'm not sure this is the right timing for me. I'm not sure, you know, I really need clarity. And I want you to really think about, what are you saying with your mouth? Are you creating the business that you want, within the life that you want? And is it in alignment with the call that God's placed in your heart? You know, it's important for us that we speak what we want to see and not what we fear happening. And I hope if you take nothing else away from today, that you really, really get that into your heart and into your spirit, man. It's vitally important that we speak what we want to see and not what we fear of happening or what we don't want to happen. There were several scriptures that were on my heart today in regards to this. And one of them was Romans 8:17, and it says, now if we are children, then we're heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. We are co-heirs with the Lord. We're in covenant partnership with him. If we know him as our personal Savior and we've made him Lord of our life, he loves us so much that he wants to also give us his glory. Also in Romans 8:28, it tells us, and we know that all things work together for good for those that love him and for those that have been called according to his purpose. I can tell you, you wouldn't be listening to this recording or be on this call if you weren't called according to his purpose. In Ephesians 1:3, it tells us, praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. So I want you to know that he's already promised you, he's already given you everything that you need to be successful. He's wanting to give you everything so you can share in his glory, and that we can have all things through Christ. He loves us so, so much. You know, and as I was thinking about this and thinking about the blessings, you know, that we've been called according to his purpose, we are special to him. He wants to give us all things. He doesn't want to keep us in fear. He doesn't, you know, that's not from him. Fear is from the enemy. Faith is from God, and that's the opposite of fear. But one of the most powerful illustrations that I can think of in regards to this was when I was thinking about Joseph. I mean, he had some pretty cruddy things. He knew from the very beginning, even as a young boy, that he was set apart. He was special. God had a special plan for him. He showed him in visions and dreams, and he gave him the ideas. And all of a sudden, he winds up being, you know, beat by his brothers, thrown into a pit, sold as a slave, moved, never able to see his family again. He's you know, then finally works his way through, you know, doing his very best that he can. He works up to the head of the household of one of the government officials. Looks like things are going well. And then the wife of the government official, his boss's wife, puts a, you know, hits on him. And then because he won't sin with her, he winds up in jail. And then it's like he's forgotten about in jail. I mean, I'm sure he probably had thought, I would have thought, Lord, what's going on? I thought you gave me a really great future, and you gave me all these dreams, and you told me that I could accomplish all this, and yet look at what I'm going through. Did you forget about me? You know, what about that plan? Or are you a liar? I mean, what's going on? And a lot of times we think that about our own life and our own business. But I want to encourage you with Genesis 50:20, because it says, as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive. So I want you to be encouraged today. that this is the year of your spiritual alignment. This is the year of righteousness. This is your spiritual positioning. This is you getting your life and business and your spiritual positioning in order. It's a year of perfection. It's double perfection. It's a year of righteousness. You know, God wants to preserve his people, and he's not willing that any should perish. And he's called you to be a minister in the marketplace to make that happen. He loves you and he appreciates you, and he wants you to know that he sees you, that you've committed yourself to minister in the marketplace, to share the gospel where you are. And even like before, when we were just preparing for the call before we started the recording, I was talking with Gretchen, and she was just praising God because she had the opportunity to invite someone at church when she was, or to church, when she was just at Barnes & Noble's. And part of it was because of the skill set, the boldness that she had learned and been able to develop while working her direct selling business. And in the same time, she was actually able to build that skill, that boldness in spirit, that conversation, you know, being willing to look for the important things in other people's lives. She was able to earn an income, expand her circle of influence, win an amazing trip for her and her husband. And it's all because she was willing to say, yes, Lord, I will fulfill that call. I will minister in the marketplace. I do want to do what you want me to do, even though it might not look how I think it might need to look. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to be that willing vessel. You know, he's called you according to Isaiah 43:1. Do not fear, for I've redeemed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. You know, as we experience all things working together for good, our trials and our tests become our testimonies of breakthrough. You know, it tells us that in Revelation 12:11 that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And God really wants to do amazing things in you and through you this year. You know, I want you to think about the fact that because you are a co-heir with Christ, he says that I am, that I am. That's God the Father saying that. And that I am is one of his names. And that we can share that with him. Because we can be all things through Christ, not in our own self or in what we can do, but in and through Christ. And we can be all things. He can work all things together for good. Think about this from a different perspective. Think about this as if God the Father would say to you that I'm causing all things to work together for you. I am. I've heard your prayers. I've seen your tears. Your weeping might last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. He sent truth on earth to give you freedom and to give freedom to all mankind. And right now, when the kingdoms are colliding and they're causing all that can be shaken to be shaken, I want you to stand. I want you to receive the kingdom because the kingdom cannot be shaken. He knows that you're going through a new beginning, a new year, but maybe it's more than just a new year. It's a new beginning in so many different realms of life and in business, and sometimes they can be difficult, or maybe you might feel that there's an unsettling, but God's a God of order and a God of completion, and when he looks at any chaos, he wants to usher in his divine order. He wants to manifest in and through you into this physical realm. His love, his peace, his understanding. He wants you to trust him and walk through the fire and not get burned. He wants to refine you as pure as gold. He wants you to walk into your destiny, for all things work together for good to those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. Remember, he is the I am. He is the I am, and he wants you to be a world changer. And you have that joint heir. You have that inheritance from him through Christ. Well, I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer and lift you up in business and in life. And just know that I'm praying for you, and I love you, and God loves you, and he wants this year to be the most extraordinary year ever. Father God, we just love you and we praise you. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you have called us, that you've set into place a plan and a future filled with hope, Lord, for each and every one of us. And Lord, I thank you that this year is the year of righteousness, not our righteousness, but us living in your righteousness, that you are positioning us spiritually. You are positioning us in our jobs and in our careers, in our businesses, that you have positioned us where we need to be in our families. Lord, if we have any area in our life that isn't where it needs to be, Lord, we ask forgiveness that we may not have stewarded it to the way that we needed to steward it. But we walk in your forgiveness, in your grace, and in your glory, not in guilt and condemnation, like the enemy would like to keep us trapped and bound. We rebuke that in Jesus' name, and we walk in freedom and light. And Lord, we do declare. We declare that all things are working together for our good, because we love you, and you have called us according to your purpose, that we are committing to minister in the marketplace, to stand and be the person that you've called us to be. Lord, I thank you for this word and this revelation today. I thank you that it's not me speaking, but it's you speaking in and through these my lips of clay, Lord, to bring you glory and honor and to build your kingdom. Lord, I do pray that you will bring peace, direction, discernment, understanding in the lives of each and every person on the call or listening to the recording that's questioning their direct selling business, that's questioning their path in life, that's questioning their walk with you or even their positions in their family. Lord, you are a God of clarity, direction, peace, and you tell us that your peace goes beyond understanding. But Lord, we're crying out to you, asking that you would give us clear direction, because we know you are a God of order and you are not a God of confusion. Lord, help us to step out in faith and to truly hear your spirit, and not move and jump ahead, putting the cart before the horse, but to wait on you, to discern your voice, to know that when we have that peace that goes beyond understanding, that we know that we've heard your voice and that we can step, and you will give us the first step. And we know that you don't always give us the whole plan, because you want us to draw in close to you and press into you and read your word and spend time with you, worshiping you and in prayer. But Lord, I thank you for the first step in each person's life and in each person's business. I thank you for that revelation knowledge. And Father God, I do praise you and give you all the glory for allowing us to learn the skills to build your kingdom through our direct selling businesses in many cases, but that it wouldn't stop there, that we would minister in the marketplace, that we would be that the hands and feet that you would want us to be for you, that we would use our mouth and make sure that we're creating life and we're not living in fear, but that we are using it to invite other people to your kingdom, that we're sharing your love and your goodness and your mercy with them. Lord, I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that we are working and moving in a new direction, that this will be the greatest year for building your kingdom ever. Thank you for using our lives, Lord. Thank you for letting us be a part of that. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for giving us your grace and your mercy. Thank you for turning every one of our tests into a testimony. Thank you for catching every tear. Lord, we know that you don't want us to cry and you don't want pain and suffering. But Lord, sometimes we have to reap the seeds of the harvest of what we've planted or the choices that we've made. Lord, help us to make wise decisions. Help us to listen to your voice and always seek you for the choices that we make. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your abundance. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you that we are joint heirs, that we are more than enough, that we will live in the abundance and the overflow that you've given to us and that you're working through us. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to see those that we can touch in life and in ministry, that we can touch in our business. Thank you for giving us supernatural wisdom and direction. Thank you for giving us the words to say when we're not sure of what to say. Thank you, Lord, that you love us enough, that you care for us in every aspect of our life, every aspect of our business. We thank you, Lord, that we are never alone, that you've promised us that you will always be there for us, no matter what, till the end of the age. We know, Lord, that sometimes we say things that we shouldn't, so I ask forgiveness of that right now. And we just ask that you cover us in your grace and your mercy like you've promised. And Lord, we pray that you will help us to really just use the gifts, the talents, the vehicle of our businesses, Lord, to further your kingdom and to grow. Lord, I pray that you would put a watch before our mouth, that we would speak the things that you want us to say and also what you would want to see and what we want to see, Lord. And I pray that you will help us to be fervent in praying through each and every situation. Lord, I thank you that you have given us visions, dreams, ideas. And Lord, I know that you tell us in your word that you want to bring every single one of those to fruition. So, Father God, I pray that you will help us to see it in our mind's eye before it happens, and that you will help to keep that at the forefront of our mind, that we can keep our eye on that prize, that we will run our race with your best strength, because we know that we can do nothing without you, that we would keep the joy of the Lord in our hearts at all times. We love you and we praise you. We thank you so much for all that you've done in and through us. We thank you for an amazing week. And Lord, I just pray that you will just help me to see those that I can touch this week and I can bless, because I know that I'm here to be a blessing, to pass your love through my body. Thank you, Lord. I praise you and I thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, make it a great week. I'm going to turn the recording off and see if there's any other prayer requests real quick. But hopefully we'll hear you next Monday on the line, and know that I'm here to pray for you. You can always connect with me on The Christian Direct Seller on Facebook. God bless you, everybody.